Two men have been convicted of stealing nearly 4.5 miles of copper wiring from the light rail system in Seattle. It's believed to be the largest theft of metal in the state. As KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle tells us, the thieves' undoing was a popular energy drink.
What ringleader Donald Turpin and his partners in crime would do was climb up into the maintenance hatches that run underneath the elevated portion of the light rail line between Rainier Beach and SeaTac Airport. Once there, the men would use bolt cutters to snip off the shiny copper wire being used to ground stray voltage. This went on for over 9 months, but police could never catch the thieves. Finally, according to King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg, detectives got a break.
It can get kind of hot and sweaty up there, and they left a bunch of Gatorade bottles behind, and police were able to get a DNA profile off of the leftover Gatorade bottle and trace it back to Turpin.
Turpin, who made $50,000 selling the stolen wire as scrap metal, could get up to 16 years in prison. A few years ago, the state legislature upped the standard sentence for anyone found guilty of stealing copper or other metal. Metal theft has been a problem in the region and around the country. Earlier this year, some streets in Tacoma were dark for months because so much copper wire was being stolen from streetlights that utility crews couldn't keep up with repairs. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.